Hey, listen, before we go any further, I got to tell you guys, our newest sponsor, Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care with branches in, where are they all? Anniston, Gadsden. They got five locations around the Birmingham area. They just opened up two new locations, one in Chelsea and in Hoover. They're open 7 days a week. Southern Immediate Care. Weekends, y'all. You know how it is. Your kids get sick on the weekend. What do? Southern Immediate Care. You want to check them out. This is where I go, by the way, in Gadsden. Southern Immediate Care. They see clients of all ages. X-rays, immunizations on site, one-stop shop. I'm just saying, you need to check it out. Southern Immediate Care. And like I said, I know these folks personally. This is where I go in the Gadsden area. And I encourage you, check them out. If you need someplace to walk into, no appointment necessary, Southern Immediate Care. And when you get there and you're filling out the paperwork and all that, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. That always gives me a kick when I hear that folks say, yeah, some of your folks came in. All right, hey, listen. I'm gonna wrap this section up. Americans for Prosperity just called in. Tomorrow, I think it's Eagle Forum is going to be on. These folks are all out there, and you may want to know what they do and where they are because you might want to jump on board. Sometimes it might be, hey, I want to support a 501c3 that does these things. I want to jump into something feet first that's going to get busy and be active and help me to be busy and active. Or maybe you just want to keep track of what they're doing because one day it might spark a thing you can go get involved in, but maybe not today. I'm just saying you got to know who they are. Who are the players? And there's been several groups around the state, some that I can't even get in 1 week, like ALCAP. Greg Davis, who has a show after me on the Birmingham affiliates. ALCAP is the Alabama Citizens Action Project, and they are largely an influence what am I trying to say? They're a group that goes after issues on behalf of the Baptist churches around the state, ALCAP. And then you've also got any number of other groups that are more local, like down in Mountain Brook, there's one called just the Mountain Brook Families. They're the ones who got busy and found that critical race theory and this ridiculous stuff, wokeness was being put in their school system. And they got together a bunch of families, and they went and said, you know what, not on our watch. 300 parents showed up at a school board meeting and just basically scared the superintendent to death, and they got it done. Mountain Brook Families, they're out there. They got a Facebook page. And when I was running for office in 2014, there was a group of women, and I'm trying to think of the name of it right now. I'll think of it in a minute. But I believe our friend Stephanie Smith was even involved with them, and they were, and I believe Rick Burgess from Rick and Bubba, his wife was also one of them. And they were very active in being godly women who wanted to endorse and support candidates. And I was really proud that they endorsed me in my race. So it's not as hard as you think it might be to get organized or active. And you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You may find out these groups exist, and all you got to do is track them down, call and say, what can I do? And let me tell you something. Having run more than one 501c3, having run political campaigns, I can just tell you, volunteers are the lifeblood of every bit of it. There is no way in the world you can accomplish everything necessary when you have a cause-oriented organization. It's like your church. If the church existed solely because the pastor got up in the pulpit on Sundays, you would have a pretty dismal turnout, to be honest. But when people get engaged, And like at our church, Boomer and I go to church together. At our church, they call it the dream team. You have people there that are every day, their job is to be a greeter at the door or an usher during the service or taking care of the kids or helping people find their way around the church and know what's what. And it's purposeful because when volunteers get active, all it does is grow the amount of not only activity, but the amount of response. So I'm just going to tell you, if you've thought for a minute about getting out of your chair and going and doing something. These organizations that I'm talking about, you look them up. So far, you've had Americans for Prosperity. You've had down in Mobile, a local organization called the Faith, Family, and Freedom Coalition of Mobile. Tomorrow, you'll have a statewide organization that's the local chapter of a national organization called Eagle Forum. And they've been making waves, man, for decades. Decades. In fact, one of the head people for all of Eagle Forum now ran the Alabama chapter for many years, Uni Smith. Great. People don't even know how much she's accomplished for conservative causes over the years. All I'm saying is this, folks, get active, do not let yourself be stagnant, and don't think for a second that you knocking on a door or showing up at a meeting won't have any impact. It has the impact. All right, hey, listen, I'll tell you what, we got to check some text messages, Boom. They apparently got busy on the texting while I was busy opining. Let's see what we got here. Any callers? No, we got no callers right now. All right. Let's see. This might harken back to other parts of the show. Let me see what I got here. Badger from Athens says, in New Mexico, when you're born, they mark your color based on your father. Just saying. That's weird. I never heard that. Based on your dad? So basically, if you're mixed race, they're saying they're going to pick it for you, I guess. What are you doing? You looking at text messages? Oh, yeah. What do you got? You got one?
Oh, no. Mike from Rainbow City, he was just asking me if I was a Highlander.
Indeed, we are Highlanders.
Highlanders.
That's right. Mike from Sylacauga said, when God said, let there be light, the language he spoke was math. Okay. I don't know that I want to go there or not. I just... Boomer might agree, but I don't know that I do. I was the other side of the brain. Navy Phil from Athens says, as AC/DC sang, stand up and be counted for what you're about to receive. All right, brother. Glenn from Bluntsville says, I remember what happened to pedophiles when I was a kid. Yeah, I'm pretty sure there was some home justice back in the day.
Yes.
JT from Lacey Springs, what he sent us, a meme here. See if I can. Oh, that's the one I just tweeted. He sent the exact same one I just tweeted, where the guy says, let's have illegal immigrants hunt down sex offenders for a chance at citizenship, and we'll call it aliens versus predators.
Yes.
Oh, what else is in here? Jeff Rowe from Indiana again. He says, I think we ought to deport all the pedophiles to Vietnam. I think they execute them there, if I'm not mistaken. I did not know this, but I certainly understand. Shane from McCalla is brand new in the text line. What's he got here? He says, hey, Colonel, I'm a fairly new listener of yours. Pray you continue to keep up the great work. Thank you, sir. I have a question. Maybe you have discussed the subject already. When did the military start letting trans men shower with females? I read an article yesterday about a female service member speaking up. While some squadrons in my time may have had a mix of females and males, a latrine never was. This sickens me. Thanks for your time. Yeah, Shane, I saw that article. So I'm trying to think where I read it. But a young female... trooper was required to take a shower in an open bay shower with a transgender who still had all of his original parts. A dude believing he's a chick being allowed to pretend he's a chick in uniform, then showering with females. And it's very obvious, oh boy, ain't a chick. And this one young female said, she's thinking about getting out of the military. The story I read, she's even thinking about getting out. She's like, this made me so uncomfortable. It's not right. I shouldn't have to be here. So to answer your question, Shane, by the way, Shane, thanks for your service. To answer your question, this is a product of the Biden era. My recollection was one of his first executive orders was to lift the ban on transgenders in the military, which means they can now officially transition while on service on the taxpayer dime, or they can come in having already gone through some form of transitioning and join the military then, that there's not considered to be anything wrong with allowing someone of the opposite sex biologically, but because they mentally say that they are something different, to now be in the barracks, in the showers, you know, in the foxholes. It's a problem, man. And it's part of why we're seeing recruiting issues. If they think this is going to help the recruiting, I got news. Not at all. But Shane, thanks for your service. Thanks for your question. And yeah, my recollection is, fairly new issue because Biden's the one who issued the executive order. Brian from Huntsville, with regards to my situation there on sharing the battle space, my dipper, he says battlefield coordination, not joint, but meshed. I dig it. All right. And then John from Huntsville, back on that walrus float. You like the walrus float story?
I do. I like that story.
He says instead of entering a walrus float named Johnny, he should have entered a jackass float named Joe. Oh my gosh, what else have I got for the break? I got a few more here. You want to read any? I got them. Let's see, which one's next? John from Decatur, call that segment the combat multipliers. I have combat multipliers from Gerber and Leatherman. Nice. What else we got here?
Yeah, Chef Ben says there can only be one Highlander.
Movie classic.
Yes.
There can only be one. Which I always thought was interesting that Sanctuary was in a church in that movie. Remember that? You couldn't cut off their head in a church. If they made it to a church, it was Sanctuary. I don't understand, but okay. Alice from Huntsville on redrawing the voting lines. Is this redrawing the voting lines using affirmative action? It feels that way. And they're not saying it is, but what they're saying is you got to incorporate more race. That's what they're saying. And then Mike from Rainbow City says, by the way, I'm the long-haired hippie one. All right. Listen, I'll tell you what, boom, let's take the break right now. Take the last break of the day. Come right back and put a lid on this one. Tomorrow, don't forget, tomorrow is the day we have Grand Council. And we'll also have Becky Gerritsen from Eagle Forum continuing that trend on sharing the battle space. And then also keep your eyes peeled because the legislature is in session duking it out on how best to redraw the lines, and I'm sure we'll have something to say about it tomorrow. All right, you guys, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, we will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Making common sense a superpower. I'll tell you what else is common sense. If you need people to work with you at your job site, you might want to call ZLA Solutions. So, yeah, ZLA Solutions, I've known these folks for a while. I talk to them all the time. They're good people, and they do good work. You can find them on their website, ZLAUSA.com. But ZLA Solutions, their mission in life is to help you with solutions that make your business better. They can do all kinds of things like help you with things like sorting and containment, logistics, warehousing, quality control. But their bread and butter remains staffing. So if you need people, they can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary, all of it. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. They're working for big name clients all over North Alabama and beyond. So if you need people, let me just encourage you. ZLA Solutions, you can find them at ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. And oh, by the way, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, let's jump over here. I got it. Boomer, I just saw the text. John from Huntsville gave us our grade.
Oh, he did. What's our grade?
He says, it's highly complimentary. Notice how I jumped over there to grab it.
Oh, yeah.
He says, I want to say, Phil, in my mind, you did today's show to perfection. You earned so many extra credit points that I lost count.
Wow.
So you definitely win today's show, and I would give you something greater than an A triple plus, but I don't know what to call it. Then he says, also, Boomer was doing pretty good until he said he was a fan of math and not English. So, Boomer, since you love math so much, what is 90 minus 10? Hint, that's your grade.
Ouch. Well, how about this? I'm going to bring up a subject. Maybe I can get a little extra credit. I don't know if it will or not, but have you heard or seen the new music video or heard the new song from Jason Aldean?
I saw it this morning.
Try that in a small town.
I saw it this morning. I was telling Charlene, she's like, what are you doing over
awesome.
There? I said, watching a video, and it's unbelievable.
Yeah. So I actually want to read a quote from Jason. So he actually, when he put this out, the music video.
You know Jason Aldean.
Well, I don't know him. I worked with him, I'll say. So hung out with him. And yeah, he's a great guy.
Okay.
He's awesome. And his wife, they're awesome conservatives. And they're sticking it to the man, which is awesome. So I'm going to just, they're thumbs up in my book. But what I'm going to say is this is his quote when he put out his new music video. When you grew up in a small town, it's the unspoken rule of we all have each other's backs and we look out for each other. It feels like somewhere along the way that sense of community and respect has gotten lost. Deep down, we are all ready to get back to that. I hope my new music video will help y'all know that you are not alone in feeling this way.
Yeah, and I think what he also implied was you try some of that in a small town, you might not make it back to your big town.
Absolutely. And, I mean, people are going crazy over it. I mean, like the left is going crazy over it. He's already been banned from a couple places online. And
let's get him on Right Side Radio.
We probably should.
I think I'm pretty sure I know a guy with a personal connection.
I may know someone. We'll see.
No, I mean, I saw the video this morning, and yeah, so... I mean, he runs, I mean, and by the way, nonstop for the entire song with the occasional, you know, of him playing on stage or whatever. Have you seen the video yet or just heard the song?
I've just heard the song, so I'm going to watch the video.
The video is nonstop of, like, Antifa riots and people, you know, robbing elderly on the streets and rampant homelessness and drug infestations in San Francisco. And it's just like this video is just a string of things you're like, yeah, oh my gosh. But then he says, try that in a small town and see what happens. I think small town America is still, I mean, the big cities are important. Absolutely, they are. But small town America is still where the values that we hold dear just are considered the way it is. I mean, all this, I mean, it's what's maddening is if you were to look at a map, like the electoral map, they talk about the popular vote.
Mm-hmm.
The mass clusters of blue, the liberal Democrat votes, hunker down in the big cities. You will watch that the majority of the map is red, but it's the center of population base in the urban areas that keeps driving the votes. And I mean, like your family's got connections to Oregon.
Right.
The eastern side of Oregon is conservative as Alabama.
Right.
And yet they're dominated by Portland over on the coast.
Yeah,
and then you've got the same is true. I served with guys who were in upstate New York, Buffalo, that area. They said it's conservative as like, you know, anybody. There's rednecks up here like anywhere else. It's New York City that drives the whole politics, though, because of the huge population base. Try some of that in a small town.
That's right. I can't wait to go watch the video. I'm excited to watch it.
You got to watch it, man. And did you or did you not watch a movie the other night? You said...
Okay, so right after the monologue, I told you I was going to go watch the movie.
You did?
Ford versus Ferrari, and that night I watched it. It was awesome.
Now, did you watch it by yourself or like the little man
watched
it with
you? Yeah, I totally
watched
it by myself. Oh. So little man was already... He fell asleep, so I just watched it and... It was good.
That's one of those that, with the exception of the occasional, you know, cuss word or something, it's pretty clean.
Yeah.
And it's a true story. And it's like, I remember when I watched Rudy for the first time, I told Charlene, I want our son to watch that every day for the rest of his life.
Yes.
But Ford versus Ferrari is one of those you could pull out and say, it's okay for our kids to watch this one.
Yeah. There were some great scenes. And why didn't you do Rudy?
It's only 5 days in a week, bud.
Save it for next time, round two.
Yeah. We'll do movie week again. I mean, that may have to be like a twice a year iteration or something, but anyway, we'll see. All right, hey, listen. Oh, by the way, John just sent you an update on your grade, I think. Where'd it go? I just saw it. Where'd it go? Oh, no, Brian from Huntsville said, John grades on a scale. Brian, I like my grade. Don't talk it down. I like my grade. Yeah. Okay. All right. Listen, you guys got an amazing, your amazing audience. We love you. And we're back here tomorrow at 2. Got a show already packed full of stuff for you. Stay tuned. We will see you when the time comes. And in the meantime, just remember, sharing the battle space, all that means is, hey, conservatives, get out there, find your place to plug in, and get busy. Ain't no use in complaining. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll see you back here tomorrow at 2. Have a great night.